Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing for Shabbat Achrei Mot Kedoshim. Obviously, we are pre-recording, so it can be available for everyone to learn. Erev Shabbat as well. And yesterday, we finished Pesachim, Mazal Tov, and began Shkolim. And one of the things we mentioned, the first Mishnah of Shkolim, is on the 1st of Adar, they would announce about Kilayim, go check your fields for Kilayim and remove them. And on the 15th of Adar, the court would send agents to go take care of business if the owners of the fields had not done so. Now, Mishnah Bet, we qualify that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Barishona, originally, Hayu Okrin Umashlishin Lifnehem. The agents of the court would go into the field with Kilayim, they'd rip them out, and they would throw them in piles in the fields. So the idea was to shame the people who had allowed Kilayim to grow in their fields and had not taken care of it, so everyone would passing by would see that they had, you know, heaps of Kilayim on their fields. But Misharabu Ovri Avera, when the people who would continue to keep Kilayim despite this shaming process increased, and this penalty wasn't working, so then the agents of the court would rip out the Kilayim instead of leaving them in piles on the fields, which is kind of a favor to the owners of the field. They can now feed it to their animals, but throw them on the roads where it's not so easy to use those ripped up vegetables and plants. And they'll likely get trampled on and become unusable for the people who have been growing them. Now, recall Kilayim, we had a whole Masechta of Kilayim, we had a whole book of Mishnayos about that in Seder Zerayim, about plants that cannot be planted in close proximity to one another. And the Mishnah mentions a final stage, Hitkinu, finally, when that didn't work to dissuade people from growing Kilayim, Hitkinu, they made a Tekana, a fix, Shiu Mafkirin Kolosadekula. Their entire field would become Hefker, would become ownerless in the sense that other people would be allowed to go down into their field and take whatever they wanted as a punishment for those people of the owners of those field maintaining and growing Kilayim there. Now, Mishnah Gimel, we are back to Shkolim. Bachamisha Asarbo, on the 15th day of Adar, Shulchanot, the tablers. Now, these are the money changers who would sit at a table and make change, you know, change foreign currency into shekels, change full shekels into half shekels and the like, so people could, you know, donate their half shekel at the temple and also change money to local currency so they could bring karbanot and, you know, buy a falafel in Yerushalayim, things like this. So on the 15th of Adar, Hayu Yoshvin Medina, they would sit out in the country. Now that means they'd sit throughout Yerushalayim to be available for people who are coming into Yerushalayim to make change and get their half shekels. Be'esrim v'chamisha, on the 25th day of Adar, now that's towards the end of the month, when we only have 4 days left before Nisan, Yashvu b'mikdash, they would sit near the temple. Now they weren't actually inside the temple or the Azara, but they were on the temple mount. You can understand they're probably outside all of the gates, so people coming into the temple could make change and get their half shekel and get their local currency. This is quite similar to when we go to Eretz Yisrael and we need to change some dollars to get some shekels. You know, it's nice to have a convenient location, and everyone, all the Jewish people are going up to the temple when they come to Yerushalayim, so that was a convenient location to have the money changers, the shulchanos there, and also on the 25th, it's just about time to donate that shekel, so it's a good reminder for the people coming in to do so, to make their change at the money-changing table and donate their half a shekel. The Mishnah continues, Misha Yoshvu b'mikdash, once the money-changers were up there on Har HaBayit, on the Temple Mount, Hitchilu l'moshken. The court would also take collateral from the people who were had not yet donated their half shekel. The Mishnah explains that Mim m'moshkenin, who do we take collateral from? Levim v'Yisraelim, a Levite and a regular Jew, Kohanim, we'll get to at the end of the Mishnah, Geirim Avodim Mishacharim, converts to Judaism, and servants who had been freed, now they're full Jews, V'olo Nashim V'avodim Ketanim, not women or servants or minors. Now, minors in this sense is under age 20. At age 20, someone is required to donate to the temple service. That's like the age of joining, you know, the tzava, like the forces of Klal Yisrael is age 20. However, we're going to see that it was encouraged to donate even younger than that. The Mishnah says, Kol Katan, if someone was under that age, Shetchitchil Aviv Lishkol Yado, that the father of this boy or girl had started donating the half shekel on their behalf, Shuv en Apozek, don't stop. Once you've started giving on their behalf, even though they're underage, you can't stop giving because it's a good idea. It's something that was encouraged. Finally, the Mishnah says, Ein Memoshkenin et a Kohanim, we don't take collateral from a Kohen to force him to donate his coin, mipnei darkei shalom, because of the ways of peace. So this is designed to keep the peace. Now the Bar Nura brings two explanations on this. He says, First of all, chokin lahem kavod, because they're doing avoda. The kohanim are working the temple, so we give them tremendous respect. Somchin lahem, and we rely on them. We consider them reliable. We don't need to take collateral. They're not going to prevent themselves from bringing their shekel. We don't have to bring collateral. They're very responsible. Inami, he brings another amazing pshat. Ya'akfu v'lo yitnu. Some of the kohanim actually did not give their shekel. And this was okay. Why? Because Beit Din Matne Alehem, the high court would make a stipulation on them, Shiulahem Chelef Avodatam, that they don't have to bring their half a shekel in exchange for the work that they were doing at the temple. Like we're going to see later, that they would use the temple treasury to pay workers, even non-Kohanim workers who are making repairs or upgrades to the temple. So too, it's as if they're paying the Kohanim out of these half-shekel funds. But we're just saying the Kohanim don't have to give to that fund in exchange for the work they're doing. So you see from this Bartanura, this explanation of the Mishnah, that there is a makor in Shas if someone's working for an organization or a school and they get a reduction in tuition for their children. There's definitely a makor, a source for that. Shabbat Shalom and be well.